Judge Lynn Edelman wrote that Wisconsin's voter ID law would deter substantial numbers of eligible voters from casting a ballot, especially blacks and Latinos. Edelman acknowledged that legislators might amend the law, but said it was, quote, difficult to see how an amendment to the photo ID requirement could remove its disproportionate racial impact and discriminatory result. It was a fairly blunt message to state lawmakers, one not particularly well received by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Luckily, we live in a republic where a single arrogant federal judge doesn't get to dictate to the elected legislature what happens.
But Voss said that after Edelman's ruling, there was a chance lawmakers would not return this year for a special session to change the voter ID law.
It's possible. I mean, I would say, number one, if our best route of action is just to appeal it to the Seventh Circuit and then ultimately the Supreme Court, of course we'll go that route.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said Republicans needed to figure out whether an appeal was viable.
They now have a state and a federal court who have said this is unconstitutional. So it seems like they have so little regard for the taxpayer money when it comes to spending money in courts to protect their own electoral interests.
But Barca also said a special session on voter ID would be a misplaced priority, since there were other issues that deserved more attention. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.